Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, let me tell you a couple things about our show and our coverage this football season. So we told you yesterday, and if you missed it, this will be the first time you hear it. It was phenomenal to find out in recent days, and we debuted it yesterday, that Jason Kelce is going to be part of our program every single Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. That's going to be typically in studio. There'll be a couple weeks where Jason has to be on the road. But for the most part, Jason in studio for an hour. He wants to, you know, talk to you. I mean, he's going to field phone calls with you and with us for an entire hour every Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30. That's phenomenal. Let me tell you something about Tuesdays. Tuesdays from 7:40 to 8:10, we are really happy to say that Brandon Graham will also be in studio with us.
Nice.
BG.
So cool.
Eagles legend, Super Bowl hero, still going, year 15. By the way, you know, they could certainly still use the service here because we're not certain what they've got on the dudes on the outside. A lot of eyes tonight with no Reddick are going to be on Sweat, right? It's going to be on the new guy, Bryce Huff. Brandon Graham is still very much in the mix. He'll be with us every Tuesday for half an hour in studio, 7:40 to 8:10. We look forward to that. Let me tell you about Fridays at this time on home games that aren't played in Brazil. When they're not in Brazil and the home game is at the Link, we're going to give away Eagles tickets.
Bang.
And those tickets will be given away courtesy of NovaCare. And we're going to do just like we did last year. On the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday leading into that game, we're going to give you a name at 8 o'clock on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Four different names of prominent Eagles players. By the end of the week at 8 o'clock, you got to know who the four players were and be ready to call the contest line when we give you the cue. And you can win tickets to that Sunday's Eagles game courtesy of NovaCare. We love that giveaway. We love giving away tickets. We want you to win them. Spread the word to your family and friends, unless you want to keep the information yourself to increase your probability to win the tickets. But just know this. Listen Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 o'clock, when it's a home game coming up, and you can win Eagles tickets. One more thing I am exceptionally excited to announce. The Diddy is back.
Yes!
Nice.
Ray Dittinger, ladies and gentlemen, will be on this program every Monday at 7:55.
Awesome.
And let me tell you something. The Diddy has not had a regular appearance after an Eagles game for an entire season since the 2021 season. It's been it's kind of been a while now.
Yeah.
Now, he's obviously totally staying in tune with everything. I mean, we talk to him still, you know, semi-regularly, but this will be regular. Mondays, 7:55, Ray Dittinger. 15 minutes of the greatest breakdown you're ever going to get. Sunday games, 7:55, Monday morning, the Diddy. So we really appreciate Ray's interest in joining our show. It's going to be awesome. I don't think it means he's coming out of retirement. He's just lending us 15 minutes. But you know it'll be 15 of the greatest minutes you're going to hear, and we look forward to that. Frankly, all of it. And by the way, we are still working on some other things related to our weekly schedule. And next week, we expect to have even more announcements. All right, 215-592-9494, as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Again, typically Borgata, our home base on Friday mornings. And Dick Vermeil was for so many years with Angelo's program, and will be again with us this year and beyond, a huge part of our program. Coach Vermeil, I don't have to tell you the resume. You know it. Legend, hero, great human. Hey, Eagles, 80, we know that, turned around the whole program, won a Super Bowl with the Rams, and a Hall of Famer in every way possible. Coach Vermeil is sponsored by Independence Blue Cross. The region's strongest network of doctors and hospitals means you can choose where, when, and how you get the care you need. Learn more at IBX.com. Let's talk to the legend, Coach Dick Vermeil. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, Coach.
Always better when we talk to you. And I got to say, Coach, to you, a thank you, because I know we reached out to you a couple of days ago for John's 50th birthday, and you were kind enough to call in and leave a voicemail, which I know he appreciated.
Yeah, you bet. You only turned 50 one time.
That's true.
Very much so.
That's true.
Thank you, Coach.
All right, so, Dick, what kind of squad do we got this year? Obviously, at the end of last year, it was a disaster. Howie went to work to revamp it. That included changing coordinators. What kind of team do you think we got this year?
Well, I think the team will be better. I think it'll be more consistent. I think the defense will be obviously better because they really dropped off last year. And I think Vic Fangio will make a tremendous contribution, not only to the scheme, but I think to the overall leadership of the defense from a tempo standpoint, a finishing play standpoint, an intensity standpoint. I think he'll make a major contribution. The offense will be different, no question. But Kellen will add some things that we haven't done here in Philadelphia before. We'll eliminate some things we were doing. And I think we'll have a nice blend of a new football team. And it'll all be positive. I really do. I think it'll be a positive type of improvement in almost every phase of the game.
How much does it matter? A lot's been made of the pass protection, Coach. And how much does it matter who calls out the Mike linebacker? Who sets the protection, whether it's the quarterback or the center? How is that going to work? And should we be worried as Eagles fans about this Packers blitz package?
You know, it's always difficult, especially early in the season. It's hard to duplicate in training camp the tempo that you're going to see in the opening game from an opponent. When, like you said, Green Bay is a blitz package type team, and it'll cause some problems, but I think we'll handle it. You also have to be careful, because a lot of those blitzes will be backed by man-to-man coverage, and you've got to have a lot of guts play a lot of man-to-man coverage against our receiver core and Jalen Hurts' ability to run. You better be very, very careful, because you can get burned easily.
How does Cam Jurgens compare to Kelce as a center, based on what you've seen?
Well, I like him a lot. When I saw him in the draft coming up and all that stuff, he's a natural knee bender. I mean, he's always in a leverage position to play. And I think, you know, and if you stop and think, where Jason Kelce started out, what, as a seventh-round pick or whatever he was a long time ago, and here this guy's coming in as a high-draft choice, he starts out with better credentials. Whether he'll catch and play and perform like Kelce did, I don't know, but I think he has a very good chance to do it. I think he has a very good chance. He may not be the overall leader that Jason was at and will always be. That's just who he is. And they'll miss that, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But I think physically he'll play very, very well.
Yeah, very excited. I'm worried about Jordan Davis. His fitness level, you know, we've seen him now for a couple years, and there hasn't been a whole lot to show for it. What are you expecting from Jordan Davis here this season, and how do you get the right message across to a guy whose career is, in my mind, hanging in the balance as to whether he gets in shape this year?
I think that a lot of that depends on the defensive coordinator. okay, and his defensive line coaches. You know, they have to demand a tempo that will allow him or force him to play at the level he was expected to play when he was drafted. You know, he was a low metab, okay, coming out of college, you know, and so far he hasn't changed his profile much, but, you know, that's a mental thing, not a physical thing. And I won't be surprised if he plays a lot better.
Take Vermeil with us here, as he will be every Friday at this time. And, you know, Coach Vermeil talking about how to coach up Jordan Davis. Well, Dick, let's talk about the whole team and how to coach him up. If you had players who spoke publicly, clearly didn't want to go to Brazil, didn't want to play in Brazil, and obviously some of the Eagles players simply did not want this, what would you say to them?
Well, I'd say the money we're paying you, quit complaining.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got to do, and you don't pick the environment. You don't pick the game. Okay. You don't pick the time of the game. You pick how you play. Let's go play.
Coach, how good will our run game be on offense, and how big a difference can the rushing attack make in the Eagles' success?
First off, we all know what kind of offensive line we have, okay? It's slightly different. But when you have the tackles that you have, the center you have, one guard you have, and now a different guy at right guard, and then you put maybe the top one, two, or three running back in the league behind it, and it's going to be the first time this guy has played since Penn State with a great offensive line in front of him. So I expect him to have a Pro Bowl quality year and dominate some ball games. But you remember this, you can't run unless you call it. You can't run unless you call it.
Well, I'm sorry, Dick. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I believe that Kellen Moore will put him back in the I formation a little bit more, or back in a pistol-type formation where I think most running backs prefer to run from, you know, because of the kind of vision you're able to use when you're running from back there, the cutbacks and the bounce outsides and that kind. I think he will be outstanding.
So, Dick, speaking of running, we're trying to figure out whether the Eagles should run Jalen Hurts, what I'll call a lot or not. So early in his career, he did it a lot. 2022, he still was doing it a lot, and it was his best year. Last year, less so and less effective. What would be your strategy of whether to fully unleash Jalen as a rusher or to try to preserve his body both for the season and maybe for a 10-year career and to try to pull back on some of that?
I think I would always have at least two huddle call quarterback runs designed specifically for that opponent and what they do on the scheme. And they have to worry about his running. Then he's going to get some scrambling runs anyway. But I would always have at least two different runs that are dictated to by the opponent. And they have to really be concerned that he's going to do it and show it early. Let him know that he is going to run. If I blitz over on the weak side, he's running strong side, you're in trouble. Okay, these kinds of things to present the defense with more things to be concerned about once the ball is snapped.
And, Dick, if we could, two predictions from you. One, which we get every week, a game prediction against a really good Green Bay team, and then your sense of how many regular season wins our Birds will have this year.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to define both teams because they were opposite. Green Bay started out slowly and finished strong.
Yeah,
we started out and finished poorly. So, you know, we have to find out what they're going to be. I kind of believe both teams will be at a high level. I don't think Green Bay is going to get worse, okay? I think they're going to maintain what they were and maybe get a little better because, you know, the quarterback came on so strong. I can't see him going backwards. We know our football team is better than the five in a row they finished with last year. So, the kind of game, in fact, my computer goes back now, and it's hard to predict these two teams because when you put all the numbers, it includes the numbers for the season. And, you know, and they both finish differently. So I kind of believe it will be a very even game. I kind of believe that the team that doesn't turn the ball over, the team that takes it away, ends up plus one or plus two, is going to win the football game. But if you're minus in turnovers in this ball game, you're going to lose it.
And how about wins for the season? What number do you got?
In my mind, I said it early, and I keep thinking around 13 wins, I would predict. Yeah, right now.
Me too, Coach.
That's a big-time number.
I feel great. Well, that what a smart man.
That's a potential one seed. That's a potential two games in the playoffs to get to the Super Bowl, both of them at home. I like that.
That's how it works.
Well, Coach Vermeil, let me tell you, we are absolutely thrilled to have you with us for another season here, you know, covering the Eagles and doing all that you do. And by the way, to everyone listening, great news. Not only Coach Vermeil every Friday at this time, but if you live in Pennsylvania or New Jersey, you can now get what I love and so many of us love, the delicious Vermeil wines. Get them shipped directly to your home. Visit VermeilWines.com. That's VermeilWines.com for Coach's entire wine selection. Coach, enjoy it tomorrow night. It should be quite a season.
All right, take care.
There he is, the legend, Dick Vermeil. Love having him on the program. 215-592-9494. Up ahead, something that Jason Kelce said to us yesterday was on the show about the blitz. Got to pick it up. Something Ross said to us about this game related to the blitz, all that and more, and a bathtub time machine, which we haven't done in a long time. We'll have some fun giving you some Eagles week one history. Man, there's been a lot of good and bad. We'll cover it. Well, it's a big day. It's game day. It's the Eagles and the Packers. By the way, a game, of course, you can hear right here on WIP. So big stakes, you know, for Hurts and Sirianni. This is a big one. A game, a season, there's no question about it. And a very, you know, John, you've made this point a number of times, and I'm glad you make it. Let's not just assume the Eagles win just because we think they're really good. I mean, the Packers are really good also. They dismantled the Cowboys in the playoffs. Dismantled
them.
It's
daunting when you think of the Jordan Love, just the capability that's there. He really understands what he's looking at and dissected last year. And those young wide receivers they've got, that's crazy too, that you got a bunch of guys who are just severely underpaid based on, you know, the performance that they can put on out there. But they're so young, they don't know any better anyway. It's really, they got a good thing going.
Yeah, this is a heck of a matchup. Today's broadcast brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. All right, bathtub time machine coming up shortly. An awful lot, including something you might not have thought of related to tonight's game specifically. We'll get to that soon. Let's go to Mark in Downingtown. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet, Mark.
Our pleasure.
And I'll get my sports point out of the way first before I get into your nonsense, beat the hammer. I don't have any questions about the offense. I think all the skill position players are going to perform fine. I'm actually going to be watching the line play, both offensive line and defensive line. That's where my concerns lie. I just
big.
Hope to see them gel.
Listen, you know? It's very important, man. I mean, we have been so accustomed, and not just in the last few years, but for most of the last 25 years, that the Eagles just dominate, certainly defensive line up front, yeah, man, and offensive line mostly. And, you know, we'll see.
I'm anxious to see how and if they rotate, you know, players on the defensive line. And it's a lot thinner this year, I think.
Well, and Mark, there's another added element to it. For every cool element and success you can have with Saquon Barkley doing what he can do, you know, we're also going to judge this thing through the prism of Howie Roseman chose to give Saquon Barkley $13 million and has, you know, a guard that's from the scrap heap of the Jets.
Right.
So,
exactly.
You know, we got to, in a cap world, evaluate whether it was wise or not, even if Saquon's really good.
Right. Can I comment on the Beat the Hammer segment real quick? So I said in a previous call, I took my son to his first Phillies game. It was when the A's put up an 18 spot on us. And he asked me, Dad, why are people throwing the home run balls back on the field?
I hate that, too. It's a disgrace because it's the Cubs tradition.
I got to throw my proverbial hammer back on the field, man. You keep playing tomato cans, and it was
That one disappointed me today. So I obviously couldn't hear the guy, you know. But based on what he said afterwards, total disgrace. I mean, I think his family should disown him.
Well, that's a little harsh.
No, I mean, the guy called in and said he wanted to compete.
So
he could be on the radio.
Should disown him?
No, it's either jail or disowning. So I would say maybe his family decides, or maybe he gets the pick. But I would say either jail time or he's disowned by his family.
He did a poor job. I mean, like,
you could also just call the regular phone line to get on the show.
Right, exactly.
Like, he was like, I wanted to be on the show. 215-592-9494. We take calls all day, buddy.
Yeah, but if you know that little, we might not put you on because what are you going to contribute on that?
It's better than your Beat the Hammer contributions.
Listen, I don't disagree.
Call in and give us a side topic answer or something someday. I don't know.
That was a disgrace. No, the Hammer was the Hammer, but that was a disgrace by him. All right, I want to play some audio here, and I want to go back.
The Hammer was the Hammer.
Yes. Hey, listen, man.
Sometimes the Hammer loses.
Sometimes.
So what is the Hammer when the Hammer loses?
A shamed Hammer.
Mm.
A very sad and frustrated and quite often angry Hammer.
It feels you know? Like the Hammer forgets what it's like to lose.
Well, it has been a while, you know? It's like you and your dating life.
Oh, damn!
Jeez.
Whoa! Yeah.
You come at me, it's like, hey, you know, let me just make sure. That,
yeah.
Right.
Wow!
I'm just joking. All right, 215-592-9494. That was
Did it fall? Was it cold?
That was cold. All right, so I want to play some audio. Now, everyone brace yourself, because what you're going to hear is a bad moment in Eagles history, but there's a reason I'm playing it. I want to go back to a moment a while ago, and I want to play the way an Eagles season ended for a reason. Let's go back to when Michael Vick was trying to push the ball down the field against the, yes, Green Bay Packers, home playoff game for the Birds against Aaron Rodgers. And, I mean, the Eagles had a shot to win the game, and had they may have gotten to the Super Bowl, because the Eagles were, they had it going on that year. Listen to this for a second.
And Vic will not clock it. He's going to run a play. Pump fake. Vic toward the end zone. Intercepted. Tremont Williams. And with that, the Green Bay Packers will take this one in Philadelphia.
All right, that was a gut punch. That was a good Eagles team. That was a fun Eagles team. That was Vic rocking and rolling. And that was the end of the season, like, suddenly. Really, really suddenly. Now, here's the question I have for the four of you. John, Devin, James, and Rhea. Why did I just play that audio?
Because you're a horrible human being.
That was a while ago. That was a while ago, right? I mean, you can kind of still feel how it felt, because I remember that. I think we all do.
Oh, yeah.
But why did I just play that audio from a long time ago?
Because it was Eagles-Packers?
Nope. Long time ago, guys. It is the last time the Eagles played a game in which Jason Kelce or Fletcher Cox were not Eagles.
Oh, wow.
Tonight they play their first game.
Oh, good one.
They play their first game tonight since 2010.
Wow.
In which there's no Kelce and there's no Cox. That's pretty amazing. Because that was, I mean, James, that was a while back there. I mean, you hear that and you remember it, but it's a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. It's shocking to think about it that way.
So when you sit down and watch this game tonight, just remember, I mean, guys, if you're a 14-year-old, you've never seen the Eagles play a game without Kelce or Cox. I mean, maybe like a one-off, an injury here or there. You know, like, let's sit everybody.
Probably didn't notice when you were like one
probably
five.
Not. No, you're right. You'd probably have to be about 20 years old.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To remember a game in which Kelce or Cox didn't play for the Eagles. Pretty incredible. So, obviously, my point is the stakes are high tonight for Cam Jurgens, for Jordan Davis, for Jalen Carter. You know, it does feel like the Eagles also are kind of thin there.
Cam Jurgens and Jalen Carter are in great shape.
Yeah, but behind those guys,
so
I do worry.
So confident in both of them.
Yeah.
But Byron Young? Wait, like Byron Young? What?
Not Bryant Young.
No,
not Steve
Byron
Young.
Byron Young and Thomas Booker.
Yeah.
Thomas Booker. Like, remember, this D-line rotation, when we won a Super Bowl, it was eight men, and it was rolling.
Oh, I mean, Chris and Long as a backup was unbelievable.
The greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And right now, I feel like our D-line rotation is, I don't know.
In a word, light.
A couple men.
Very light. And that's where BG, I mean, they still need him. You know, this can't be just like, hey, man, hope you give us something. Like,
can he hold up?
They can use the services.
If they have to ask him for this much of his services.
I know. And that's where you really need Bryce
Hoff.
I'm
worried about that.
And Josh Sweat to do what they're being paid to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, look, Josh Sweat's a pretty good player. He's not great. He's tailed off at times, including at the end of last year. And Bryce Hoff obviously is being paid a lot of money. So go get the quarterback and stop the run. Not just get the QB, stop the run.
Yeah.
Let's get to Drew in Westchester on a game day. Game coming up in now officially less than 12 hours here on WIP. Good morning, Drew.
Cheese curds are overrated. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles, let's go, baby!
There you go. That's
I don't know that that's true, though.
Yeah, cheese curds are actually kind of good, but
they're really good.
I never had
today. Them. They're overrated.
Yeah, just today,
amen.
No cheese curds today.
But yeah, what about a Philly cheese steak?
Well, obviously
that wouldn't
that's
be cheese
allowed.
Curds, would it?
No, but it's cheese, and maybe it came from up there. I mean, you throwing that back today?
Man, putting
it back?
Cheese
put
curds
Cooper Sharp on it.
Put cheese curds on a cheese steak with Whiz.
By the way, it's called
the curds.
Yeah. Or if you go American cheese, I'm a Whiz guy, but American cheese, I mean, it's America. It's not the Packers.
About,
it's not Wisconsin. It's American cheese.
How about melt the cheese curds into the cheese steak, or melt the provolone over the cheese curds on top of the cheese
steak.
That'd
be a little weird. All right, what do you got on the birds?
Yes, I'm locked in. I'm taking this phone call super seriously. I know I only have limited time. There's so many things I would love to talk about, but I'm going to start with, I think tonight's a Kellen Moore game. Tonight's the reason why you hired him. As far as offensive coordinators go, he's got a lot of experience. This new defensive coordinator with the Packers, I'm pretty certain he has never called a defense in the NFL before. So I need Kellen to come out a mile ahead and keep that lead and widen the lead as the game goes on. I take the first game real seriously. I've given you all the stats, but I'm definitely excited to see this offense tonight.
Well, Andrew, I'll say this, man. Not only is it a Kellen Moore game, it's a Kellen Moore season. Like, they're not going back to Sirianni a third time to run the offense. That ship has completely sailed. So they are going to sink or swim offensively based on what Kellen Moore dials up this year and the effectiveness of the players to execute it. And look, let's remember, and Drew, good call there, not lose sight of, I mean, Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert. I mean, that gives you a tremendous advantage. I mean, just a tremendous advantage. So take advantage of it. And you know, you still got Lane, you still got Mulata, you still got Landon Dickerson, and Jurgens, even though he's not Kelce, should be pretty darn good. So you got a lot
Cam
of parts
Jurgens
of the team.
Is going to be awesome. Like, if there are still people who are worried about that?
Yeah,
please.
Stop.
But John, here's
he's
the...
He's really, really... He
There's two parts to this, though.
His physical ability, it could be greater than what Jason was able to put out there for the last few years.
But he won't be a greater player.
I know. Okay. I know he won't have the same, okay. You know, like the wisdom of the ages.
No, not just the wisdom of the ages. Like, Kelce was still the all-pro center in pro football.
I gotcha. You know? I know. Like, I know. And I'm not discounting that. But I'm just telling you, I think that we are underselling, undervaluing. There are those of us who don't realize
how good
Cam
Jurgens
is.
You.
Remember,
but there's also
we haven't seen him play center. I think is the issue for a lot of Eagles
back
fans.
Back to his position
that he played.
He
some
was
of college.
Center. He yeah. likes playing
right.
center.
Right.
He's a good center.
And but I'll also say this: the Kelce to Jurgens thing gets complicated because now you have to replace Jurgens at guard, and I think we all feel that Becton is easily one of the two worst starters on the offense. It's either Becton or the third wide receiver.
I think it's Becton. I mean Dotson's
probably
all right. Yeah,
I would agree with you, James. So. That's the other domino of no Kelce. By the way, speaking of Kelce, I want to get to some audio of him. But before we do, I want to play some audio of Ross Tucker. Because, you know, the blitz was a disaster at the end of last year for the Eagles' ability to pick it up. And speaking about tonight's game earlier this week, Ross, when he joined us, talked about tonight's game.
Right oh, they're going to blitz. I mean, wait until you see the start of this game. Wait until you see the start of this game. I mean, based on the Giants and Bucks games, the Packers would be absolute idiots if they didn't start the game with some all-out blitzes and see how Jalen Hurts and the Eagles react to it. I'd be shocked if on the first couple series you don't see some cover zero, which is man-to-man everywhere. They're going to bring one more guy than the Eagles have to block, and the Eagles better have an answer. We've talked about this before. This is the way the NFL is, right? Like in the NFL, if you show a weakness – they're just going to continue to attack it and attack it and attack it until you fix it.
Makes perfect sense, right? Makes perfect sense. So let's get to something Jason Kelce said. By the way, if you missed our announcement yesterday, Jason Kelce with us every single Thursday from 7:30 to 8:30. Most often it'll be in studio. Every once in a while he'll be on the road. But for the most part, Kelce in studio, fielding your phone calls as well. I mean, he's national, but he ain't going anywhere. He's staying totally connected to the Philadelphia scene and the Eagles and WIP and all that, and that's great. So, Kelce, Thursday, 7:30 to 8:30. When we talked to him yesterday, he talked about the blitz as it relates to last year's fiasco transitioning to this year, hopefully being picked up much better. Here's what he said.
I think, you know, by and large, picking up the blitz is important, but almost more important is everybody being on the same page. And yeah. I think that is a big thing that I think the quarterback controlling it is going to give these guys. And I think, listen, they've had a whole offseason now.
Sure have.
Like, I think at this point, I'm really not concerned about how these guys are going to execute against the blitz. And maybe that's naive of me because they haven't proven it yet. But I got to think with a whole offseason of knowing that every team to start the season is going to blitz zero them and going to send the house at them to see if they have answers, that they will have answers, and that Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni and all these guys have been spending countless hours making sure that they're going to be prepared for
them. Yeah, look, to me that makes sense. Now, ultimately, it's going to be on a combination of them, but the one I think that I'm bullseyeing? What's the word here?
Bullseyeing. What is that?
You're what?
I don't know.
Bullseyeing.
Bullseyeing. The most is Hurts. Because I don't
nice.
Like,
that was good.
Yeah, I know. Like, here's the thing. Like, I can't fathom that last year, and I know strategically there were mess ups by Sirianni. I'm not pushing that aside. But I gotta believe a good chunk of it last year was also on the quarterback. So, you know, I need Hurts, we all do, to reinvent to an extent and get that ball out quick when the time comes. And obviously, John, as you pointed out a million times, the receivers be ready to go and turn around and all that sort of stuff. And so there's a lot there. Now, by the way, Bathtub Time Machine Week 1 edition coming up shortly. Let's get some calls in. And I don't want to shortchange the Phillies. You may not know it. You probably know the Phillies won last night. You may not know in doing so with the Dodgers off, the Phillies tied the Dodgers for the best record in all of baseball, which they hadn't had for, I don't know, maybe 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's a good step. And they're starting to create some distance from the Brewers. You know, I mean, they're not in the clear. Believe me, the Phillies are not in the clear for a bye, but it's a lot more comfortable than it was even as recently as 5 days ago. Obviously, a five-game winning streak helps. By the way, something else that's going on in baseball you might not know about. The Mets have passed the Braves.
Wow.
Seven in a row.
Yeah. Oof. So the Braves, as of this moment, courtesy of some whoopings by the Phils last weekend, as of this moment, the Braves are not in the playoffs. They are not one of the three wildcard teams. So they got some work to do in these final 20 or so games. All right, Eagles tonight versus the Packers in Brazil. Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Going great, Ed.
We have football.
Yeah, we sure do.
Football.
Sounds like the kids are happy. Was that a kindergarten class? What is that back there?
Bus.
Yeah, it's my daughter's daycare center.
There you go. Good for you, man.
We got the jerseys on. We got Kelsey. We got Jalen Hurts and everybody. So
wonderful.
I'll just make a quick point and then get off. I really think the next box that needs to be checked tonight is, you know, that first blitz look that Jalen sees, and to see him like kill out of a play and to change into something that's a better look, and to see that come to fruition, I think is important for tonight.
Yeah.
Go Birds. Talk to you guys soon.
You got it.
Yeah.
Ed.
And I think you'll see it. I think we'll see plays changed at the line of scrimmage.
I was going to ask him if the kids could do an Eagles chant, but he just peaced out, man.
No, oh, that would have been good.
Yeah, he didn't seem like he wanted to even attempt
that. They might have been too young. And he didn't, Devin. He seemed like he had his hands full.
Yeah. You know, I mean, shout out to him for even calling in. He's like, all right, here's my point. Yeah. I got
to
go. Bye.
He knew somebody was about to erupt right, and it was right. Time to go.
I had the same impression. All right, let's get to Tom. He's calling from Norristown. Good morning, Tom.
Hello.
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 In the word of Larry King, hello.
This is the first time
Norristown.
I've been on the morning show. Hi, everybody.
That's
Hi,
awesome.
David.
Hello, Tom.
Thank
Hi,
you
Tom.
For calling us, Tom.
I was thinking, what do you think about having Saquon move under center and do the tush-push
yep.
play?
It's an option.
I think I brought that up yesterday. I think that should be part of the plan, and there's no harm in doing that a lot.
And that keeps Hurts safer.
Totally.
I worried a little bit about that at the end of the year. Not a ton, but certainly a little bit. I mean, they were really going after him, you know, because I think the defenses were so frustrated.
Yeah.
You know, the whole week, the coordinator's saying, we got to stop it, we got to stop it. They watch the film, they try, they practice, they get in there. They couldn't do anything about it until that freaking Vita Vea guy stuffed it in the freaking playoff game. But other than that, it was like a Michael Jordan dunk. It was unstoppable. And it was aggravating all the other players, and they started taking cheap shots at Jalen. And at a certain point, you do have to wonder, is the 1 or 2 yards actually worth it, you know, if they take a cheap shot at your quarterback? Whether a flag is thrown or not, that got a little crazy last year.
Yeah, and looking at Saquon's legs, he got the power to drive that up there.
He sure does.
There's nothing stopping us from putting Saquon in there to do that. It's a feel thing. I absolutely believe he can do a great job with it. It doesn't take a rocket science either. Like, you're not diagnosing, like, the contours of the defense. You just cram it.
But I will say this. The Eagles obviously have done it better than anybody's ever done it.
Yes.
And we all know there's only a few guys that have combined for that. It's not A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the outside, okay? It's Jalen Hurts. It's Jason Kelsey. It's the guards. The tackles involved also, but less so. And, like, your pushers. Your Dallas Goedert. And my point is, Mekhi Becton's now in that mix, and Jason Kelsey's not, and Cam Jurgens is, and it'll be interesting to kind of discern what created the biggest advantage the last 2 years. Was it Jalen? Was it Kelsey?
Well,
I don't know. We'll see.
Part of it is great leverage.
Probably Jalen.
Kelsey, great
yeah.
fight. Jason Kelsey, part of it, I mean, the athleticism for the center. We know yeah. how rare that was. Being able to snap it and pull to the edge and all that stuff. His quickness is part of what made him unique and rare. That quickness of being able to snap it and then get up underneath people.
Right.
That is a unique gift.
But Jalen's a big advantage, too. I mean,
he is.
He's
yeah,
a tank.
You're right.
He's a tank.
I guarantee Saquon Barkley can also be as explosive
yeah.
and be more of a tank.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Cam Jurgens can also get under people in a hurry with an explosive first step after he snaps.
All right, today's broadcast brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Let's give you the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the all-new 2025 Equinox. It sets the bar on styling, and Armin Chevrolet has them in stock now. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Two poll questions. The first, who wins tonight? Will it be the Eagles or the Packers? You can vote, of course, at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Second poll question, and the one I'm more intrigued to find out the results of, will the Eagles be an elite team this year? Do you think we've got an elite squad? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. With that said, let's do something we haven't done in about, 7 months or so, and together take a little dip inside the bathtub time machine. Because this is something we do every football Friday, getting you ready for a game.
Oh, rubber ducky, you're the one.
Thanks there, Ernie.
You make bath time lots
of fun.
Hey, sure
I do. And now tell me something. The Eagles, they make the fall a lot of fun. On Seltzer, unless they don't.
Okay? That's true.
Unless they don't. True. All right, so today for the bathtub time machine, we go inside some memorable week one situations. There are some good. There are some bad. Let's kick it off with the bathtub time machine, week one, as today it'll be the Eagles and Packers. Well, the bad side, and this is an ironic one, because the Eagles whooped up on the Green Bay Packers 33 years ago, week one, but it falls under the bad category. 33 years ago, Bryce Pop, Randall Cunningham, season over. Right? Season over.
I so vividly remember the sadness I felt.
We've never forgotten his name.
And listen,
you're right. Bryce Pop is like a
greatest Eagles defense ever.
Yep.
Greatest Eagles defense ever.
Heartbroken.
But no Randall, and then McMahon got hurt, and it was just, all right, so totally off the rails there, even though the Eagles won that game. What also was bad, tonight, Saquon debut. How about 1995? It's funny, time is ticking now. This is now 29 years ago.
Man.
How about big-time free agent running back Ricky Waters, who I'm a big fan of and was a great player, but for who, for what,
oh my God,
was the worst debut, really certainly was. Comment. I mean, and the Eagles lost that game, got smoked by a bad Bucs team. It was horrendous. 1998 was probably the worst performance they've had, at least in recent years, meaning the last 30 or 40 years. Eagles lost to Seattle 38-0, and you just knew the season was over. Season was over in the second quarter. And Ray won three games and got fired and the whole thing. Let me tell you, John's debut at the link, and John, no offense but this one in 03, man.
Dude, it was horrendous.
I mean, I got Rock in the Deuce Staley jersey, but then the ref said, okay, let's play the game. And then the Bucs did and the Eagles didn't. 17-0, John. That was astounding.
It was astoundingly bad.
The link.
It felt like we were getting booed in the first quarter.
Yeah, no, it was. I'm not a big booer. I'll say this. In that case, deservedly so. And then there's 2007. We referenced it earlier. Another game versus the Packers when Andy Reid didn't have a punt returner. I mean, look.
Criminal.
There are some notable. There was also the Byron Maxwell fiasco in 2015.
Oh, my God.
When it's like he's making $50 million and
like
can't,
running after receivers.
Oh,
what a disaster.
Julio Jones is cooking them. I mean, it was brutal. But why? Oh, why, ladies and gentlemen, when we're getting fired up for the start of an Eagles season, why talk bad? Let's talk good. Let's talk great. Let's talk some memorable week ones in Eagles history. How about Terrell Owens? How about that debut in 2004 by that squad and him and Donovan? Not one, not two, but three touchdowns by T.O. and the best hit of Jerome McDougal's career, just laying Eli Manning. What would the word be, James, John? Not out, but like...
Oh, it was masterful.
It was unbelievable.
He disappeared him. He disappeared him.
It was an incredible hit.
It was just instantaneous, and it was humorous the way he disappeared.
So I'll say this. Entering that game and that season, we had no doubts about the Eagles. I mean, we didn't know if they'd win the Super Bowl, but we knew it was a great squad. This year, this team less so. We don't know. That team that year, we knew it, and they proved it week one, taking apart the Giants. Hey, let's go ahead to 1992. This was very memorable and meaningful because Jerome Brown had passed away in the summer. And prior to the game, Seth Joyner and Clyde Simmons and Reggie White got up there without the organization knowing it and saying number 99 will never be worn by another Eagle again. And then against a really good Saints team, the defense led the way in a tight, tough 15-13 win as Randall reemerged from that 91 injury. How about 2013? Look, Chip, he lives in infamy now, but week one of 2013, holy smokes, LeSean McCoy.
Off the great first half, LeSean McCoy. What a move by McCoy. Look at McCoy. What a run. Eagle touchdown. Oh.
That'll be on one of the top plays of the week shows.
Seltzer, let's be real. Watching that game that night,
You thought
Chip Kelly would be the Eagles coach in 2024.
I thought we were going to own the NFL. For the night. I was like, no one else could do what we could do.
That game was crazy. You know what was another great one? 2017. On the way to the only Super Bowl in Eagles history, how about when Carson, on the first drive, to Nelly.
Wentz takes the snap again. He looks. He steps up. Still looking. He dashes to his left. He dashes to his right. He is starting to run. Now he fires downfield. Caught! Aguilar! 3 at the 10! Touchdown, Eagles!
You know, there's a lot I remember about that game, but I'll tell you the main thing. How fast the Eagles looked immediately, and how they started fast with three unique things. And I don't say unique, but combined were pretty cool. First play, I don't know if you call it kickoff a play, Corey Clement just destroys a Washington returner. Just destroys him. Then the defense goes out, three and out. Get off the field,
were
Washington.
Were we watching this game together?
We were. In the Northeast, we were.
Yeah.
And then when Carson got the ball right down the field and an athletic play to Aguilar, I mean, you knew something good was brewing. We didn't know quite how good, but the Eagles won that game that day.
It was the entire wall across the front of the defense.
Oh, it was awesome. It was Jurgens. Is that his name? Jernigan?
Timmy Jernigan.
Yeah.
Timmy Jernigan.
He was shooting
they
the middle.
They were chewing people up. They were a machine of just an like pistons just exploding out every time, every snap.
Speaking of exploding out, I think for most of us, I mean, I'm just guessing, the most memorable and favorite of Eagles opening games, talk about exploding out, how about starting, you know, in 2000 this way?
The whistle blows. Akers approaches the ball. And he goes for an onside kick, and it's recovered by the Eagles. Damian Douglas on the football, and the Eagles have it at the 42.
The Eagles were drinking juice, not gin and juice, pickle juice. That was an amazing game. Deuce Staley at 250-something total yards, 201 on the ground. Runyon's first game. It's like, this guy's amazing. And Donovan Corey Simon with a sack on his first play of his career. Listen, guys, we love the Birds. Tonight, it's back. They're back. They're on WIP. They're in Brazil. It's the Eagles and Packers. And that, ladies and gentlemen, week one, bathtub time machine. Thank you very much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some from my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.